From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick, and happy Friday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your holiday yesterday, where we almost reached our daily high record temperature of 84 degrees. We reached 83 yesterday, so just 1 degree shy, and we'll challenge our daily high record temperatures yet again today, topping out at 81 this afternoon. Our record is 83 degrees set in 1973. Today will be partly sunny for your Black Friday shopping, or if you're heading to work, it will be warm and humid, with an isolated brief shower possible. Tonight, temperatures will drop into the lower 60s. It'll be partly cloudy and mild with some areas of fog. Thickening clouds for your Saturday with scattered showers and a storm possible with highs in the mid-70s. Upper 70s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and a storm, particularly later in the day, all out ahead of a strong frontal system that will be moving through the day Sunday. And also Sunday night and into your Monday morning. So morning showers for your morning commute on Monday, then afternoon sunshine. Once that front moves through, it will be windy and cooler behind that front. High temperatures in the afternoon will be into the upper 60s. And by Tuesday, sunny and even cooler, and it will be breezy. Whip out the sweaters, you guys. High temperatures will be into the mid 50s. So there will be a lot of ups and downs through our forecast. And I went through Tuesday, which is December 1st, and I looked at the Climate Prediction Center, and December 2nd through the 6th, we are also looking at below average temperatures, not only here locally, but across the Southeast. Temperatures will be below average, and our average from December 2nd through the 6th, mornings in the 40s, a low of 46, and afternoons in the 60s, a high of 69 degrees. So we're looking to be below those average high temperatures and low temperatures. So we will definitely be getting a taste of winter for those of you that are wanting some cooler temperatures. And also, the winter solstice is just in 24 days. We can soon enough say goodbye to fall and greet winter. It seems that the temperatures are already doing so. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick for 104.5 WOKV.